After its inception in 1992, the convention entered into force in 1994 with a primary focus to mitigate greenhouse gas emissions. The question regarding adaptation, on the other hand, was one of need, with parties merely considering whether we need to adapt to climate change. As a result, the initial efforts on adaptation under the convention focused on the assessment of climate change impacts, with parties reporting the findings of their vulnerability and adaptation assessments in their national communications. With the publication of the third assessment report of the IPCC in 2001, it became clear that mitigation alone would not be sufficient and that there is a need to address the unavoidable impacts of climate change. Parties began planning and implementing adaptation measures in earnest. The question had changed and was no longer a question of need, but rather how do we adapt? Recognizing that many developing countries, in particular the least developed countries, or LDCs, were already facing a high degree of vulnerability to climate variability, parties established a work program in 2001 to address the specific needs and circumstances of the LDCs. The work program included, inter alia, the process of preparing and implementing National Adaptation Programs of Action, or NAPAs, which provide a process for LDCs to identify and communicate priority activities that respond to their urgent and immediate adaptation needs, and the establishment of the Least Developed Countries Expert Group, or the LEG. In addition, parties established a Least Developed Countries Fund, the LDCF, to first support the preparation and implementation of NAPAs, and subsequently to support other elements of the LDC work program. As the need for planning and implementation of adaptation became more widely recognized, so did the need for sharing knowledge, lessons learned, and good practices. In response, parties in 2005 launched the Nairobi Work Program on Impacts, Vulnerabilities, and Adaptation to Climate Change, with an objective to assist all parties, in particular developing countries, to improve their understanding and assessment of impacts, vulnerability, and adaptation, and to make informed decisions on practical adaptation actions and measures. The fourth assessment report of the IPCC, AR4, published in 2007, further reaffirmed the importance of adapting to avoidable climate change, and at COP13 later that year, parties adopted the Bali Action Plan, which launched a comprehensive process to enable the full, effective, and sustained implementation of the Convention through long-term cooperative action, charting the course for a new negotiating process to address climate change. In 2010, parties affirmed that adaptation must be addressed with the same level of priority as mitigation. The question parties are now addressing is how do we integrate adaptation into relevant social, economic, and environmental policies and actions? To further build coordinated and coherent action on adaptation, parties adopted the Cancun Adaptation Framework with three interconnected components. The first is the Adaptation Committee, the overall advisory body to the COP on adaptation with the objective to enhance action on adaptation. The second is a process for LDCs to formulate and implement National Adaptation Plans, or NAPs. An invitation was also extended to other developing countries to employ the modalities formulated to support their own NAPs. Lastly, a work program to address loss and damage associated with climate change impacts in developing countries that are particularly vulnerable to the adverse effects of climate change. Recognizing the need for enhancing knowledge support on adaptation, parties decided at COP19 to continue the Nairobi work program to respond to knowledge needs identified by parties and the knowledge needs arising from the implementation of the Cancun Adaptation Framework and other relevant work streams and bodies under the Convention.